States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You remain standing. Pastor Brent Reed will deliver the invocation.
Almighty God, as this council goes forward in this meeting, let your wisdom flow through their discussion and deliberation, striving to bring a community and create a community that is acceptable to you through all their action. In your blessed name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Alder Bruce, Sally Clark.
Here.
Trevor Kelly is not here. Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we'll move on. If everyone's read the minutes of the last meeting, if you have any questions, comments, additions?
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting, the November 9th meeting.
Second.
Motion by Kendall, second by Sally. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, do you have a clerk's report?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, thank you. Treasurer's report. Treasurer's not here. She did have a... There's some paperwork
no
there.
No treasurer's report.
No treasurer's report? Okay. Mr. Collins, do you have anything for us this evening?
I do not. Thank you.
All right. No engineer here this evening. Do I have anyone here? Public comments and petitions. Anyone want to speak? I see Jerry Ford here.
Yeah.
Jerry?
We're wondering about the Santa Claus parade that we've had in the past years. If we can do that this year. I know I've talked to several people, we thought it probably best to just Santa Claus probably is going to be in it this year, just because we don't have enough time, it looks like, so that's fine, so.
Yeah, Chief Worland said that next year it'd be a lot better for him.
Yeah, and I talked to Chief Worland today, too, about some stuff.
We don't really have the manpower to close the streets, is what what they're saying.
And we even talked about just starting it even from Avenue C, which is on the other side of the fire department, which would kind of wouldn't have to worry about the stoplights that part, but then you're still have to worry about somebody blocking the street at another part. And it's fine,
You know, just a fire truck to bring Santa Claus maybe is the answer, and because everyone likes a parade. Everyone loves a parade.
Yeah. Maybe next year we can make it a little bit better.
I know next year with all the committees that's going on right now with the downtown Christmas, all that, they're talking about parades next year and looking at maybe next year bigger and better, and so hopefully.
All right, thank you, Jerry. Anyone else? Wish to address the council from the public. All right, thank you. Next, move on to committee reports. Sally Clark, do you have anything, finance, insurance, or zoning?
Not at this moment.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. Spotlow.
I don't have anything to you, Evan, because what's on the agenda.
I think we got something on the agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a later sewer on the agenda. Okay. Mr. Miller, Streets and Alleys?
I have nothing at this time.
All right. Mr. Ward, Police and ESDA?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, how about water?
Nothing except for just later on.
Okay. Alderman Kelly is absent. Tourism. Alderperson Kim.
Well? Thursday, we're having our Thanksgiving dinner at the visitor center and deliveries and pickups. And it's turning out that we're getting quite a few. They're still calling today, putting their name down. So the Spoon River Towers, there's several there. And I'm so glad we did this because everyone is so appreciative. They're like, I can't believe you're doing it this year. You know, they're so happy.
Very good.
So And then we got like 3 deliveries at home, but it's going real well. And I need to thank Jason for this because I didn't want to do it this year. I just, not yet in the thing. And he thinks that we had ought to do it because people need it. And so he's done more work than I have. But we're going to do it, and it's going to be a good turnout. And then the next week, December 4th, we're going to have our Christmas uptown and decorate our trees. And I want to thank Penny and Jeannie for that. Everybody's really excited. I'm really excited.
Oh, I am too. I can't wait.
Other than that, do you have anything?
No, I talked to some people in Havana the other day. And there's a group of people down there and talking to them, and they mentioned December 4th in Lewistown. And I'm like, hey, come on over. I mean,
yeah.
And 11th, they're excited about the 11th too. So
yes, December 11th, having the vendors and
yes,
yep.
All we need is good weather.
Very good, very good. All right, thank you, Kim. Tiff, Mr. Spotlow. Thank you. Amanda's not here. Did she leave anything for us?
No, I didn't talk to her at all.
Okay. I did send her a text. I had a citizen just recently mention this grant to us, and his idea was a sound system for the gazebo. So, and I did pass that on to Amanda. I thought that was a good idea for music in the park and, you know, this Christmas thing. We could play Christmas music on and stuff like that. Oh. So, anyway, I passed that on to her. Christmas committee. Mr. and Mrs. Hickey are here with us this evening. Do you have anything for us?
Thank you. Everybody's seen the park and the courthouse, so looks like everything's going pretty good. Evan's got this all mapped out. So he's doing an excellent job. Kendall got us a tree for the gazebo, so right now things look pretty darn good, I think. I don't know. It's just blown. It's just everybody's
right. You ordered 30 trees and sold 40, and luckily we got an extra 10. The best looking trees I've ever seen.
Yeah, they are. They're just really pretty trees.
You get close to them, you look at the trunks of them, and they just
perfect size.
I'll tell you what, when the Farm King called and said them trees were in, I just went.
Yeah.
Everybody keep hearing about the shortage of trees, and it was like.
Right. Right.
The Dollar General send you a thank you letter for all the lights and ornaments everybody's buying.
Yeah.
You can't find them anywhere. I mean,
right.
If you didn't get them soon, you're not going to get them.
Right. All right. Yes. Very good, Kenny. Thank you. Public Works Report, Evan.
For the first of the month, as you all know, we had the Main Street repairs, so not much more on that, except it's finished. I had a sewer that we'll talk about later. Other than that, we've been fixing little sinkholes. We had some pretty good rain still, so we're catching up on sinkholes. We replaced some culverts down on the railroad crossing on South Jefferson and South Madison. So we got those almost finished up. It's going to be rock until, you know, we get warmer weather next spring and get some patch in it. Other than that, we'll be getting ready to start cleaning leaves so we get caught up on a few other things. So.
Can I ask you a question? How long has this this problem with the drinking water been going on?
Just started.
Just started. Is that really concerning?
Agonies, yeah, there's multiple towns in the state of Illinois that's got it. They sent out a sample set up last month, and they had every town in Illinois do it. So they took an average off of that, and now anybody that's over the MCL, got to send out notices and send it to you.
Do you take a multivitamin?
We're just reading that.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with it.
I think they're going to get people get letters on that.
Yeah, that's what we're working on.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to send it out to everybody that's a water customer for
good
water. So
yeah,
that's what we're working on.
I don't drink that water anymore.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people do.
This,
I do.
This manganese level, is it the same as it's been for quite some time, and they just changed
that? I'm aware of. They did a test because, you know, like, we're, I don't want to say tailing, not a treatment. We don't treat nothing. We add our chemicals to it to meet standards. You know, we don't have a filter process or nothing like that. Some towns do, some don't. We've never needed it. Everything's been in compliance, but now I don't know if it switched. You know, I'm not, you know, I just got a license just a few years ago, so I didn't know what levels were then. Or this during this time, I don't know what they were 10 years ago.
When we originally did the, of course the ground storage was there, but when we were putting in the new tower and stuff and that, bringing lines into town and redoing the well field back years ago, at that time we were looking at a treatment for iron and stuff, and that, because we have so much iron and stuff in our water, that's why, one of the reasons that your water saw, or your water tank, your water heater and stuff doesn't last that long here. And that, and I've been here 49 years, and I'm on my third water heater, something like that. But we were looking at trying to treat the water and stuff, and that once we brought it into town, at that time it just wasn't feasible. A lot of money, and of course it wasn't necessary because we weren't that bad. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened, like with this, wasn't part of it, they just changed. We didn't really change. They changed some of their rulings on how much was acceptable. That's the way I understand it, is what this was on this one here. The EPA changed their ruling on how much was actually acceptable and all this stuff. So, but that's, I know that that's what we looked into, a treatment thing, but it was just too much at that time.
Yeah, it's expensive.
The water doesn't go through a sand filter?
Nope.
It comes out of the ground and then it's treated, and it's not filtered at all.
Nope.
Really? I didn't know that.
See, when they was redoing it to the way Kendall was talking, what they were going to do at the well field, they were going to put in larger pumps and motors, mm-hmm. and they were going to just have wells down there. That would have pumped to town to where ground storage is, where it's got the chemical building.
Yep.
And they were going to add the chemicals there, and they ran into some easement problems, and the well field went back down there, so.
I got you. I guess I thought, I mean, we do have an iron problem, but most of that would be taken away if we had a filter.
Filters. And like Tim was talking, you know, the cost of it, and then to do the situation is always expensive because, you know, you got to get rid of that water, so now it's a waste, so. You know, you got to be able to tie into your sanitary,
right.
waste that water. Unfortunately, you know, somewhere, you know, we're landlocked in a lot of places. You do well filled, you got to get rid of that water. There's no place to build a lagoon or anything, so because you're landlocked. So now you got to get easements and run line all the way to town, you know, for waste. Or you can go back to the original way where they're going to try. To my understanding, in the 90s, where they were going to pump raw water to town,
yeah.
then you could do a filtration there, you know, buy a piece of ground off the farmer or mm-hmm. whoever, you know, the fair board and mm-hmm. fair grounds, and
yeah.
go that way. If they would have that set up, yeah, that, you know, it'd be nice if that worked in the 90s.
Yeah, they were going to treat it all in town, pump it, all in by the ground storage and treat it there, and then send it all back out to
the center. Send it all back out.
Yeah.
Because when I just assumed that there was a filter system. When I took care of Smithfield's water years ago, I had to backwash the filter, and the wastewater went into a tank that settled, and then when that tank filled up, it just ran out into the ditch. Because it had a settling tank. I mean, I just assumed that's the way everyone's was.
And one reason we were looking at treating it in town was the simple fact, when the well field used to flood, mm-hmm. if we bring the water in town and treat it here, then... been better than having a clear well down there and doing it down there. But now that's all new down there, so it's
I mean, it's pretty good water for not running through a sand filter. I mean, that, really, that, that impresses me more that it's that good of water.
But I think a lot of it's just they've changed a lot of rulings on it. It's pretty much the same as it's always been, but it just changed a lot of rulings and tightened things on us and on every community.
Let's not lose sight that this is manganese. It's a mineral. It's found naturally in several fruits, nuts, seeds, tea, whole grains. It's found naturally, and if you take a multivitamin, if you look on it, there's manganese in your multivitamins. So, I mean, I don't think this is something to get upset about or scared about. We're scared enough of the air. We don't need to be scared of our water. So, okay. Thank you, Evan.
Yep.
Moving on, unfinished business. We don't have any unfinished business. Anybody think of? We didn't have anything on here. All right, new business. We had a emergency sewer work that had to be done over the weekend, last weekend. The bill was rather expensive, and we need to talk about that as a council, and I am asking for direction. So, Evan, if you want to give us a rundown.
Sewer on Elm Street, soonest I got, when I talked to anybody on it, was August 21st, about a sinkhole in a resident's yard, and then went and looked at it, and I actually met with a few people to look at it to see what was going on, and I couldn't find anything wrong with it. We had a guy camera to see if anything was when they were in town, for the gas company to come back and do a camera inspection to make sure that none of the gas lines hit any sanitaries. So I asked him for a favor. He came over and looked through that because I didn't know a sewer line ran under the tracks through between Cedar and Elm like that. So he camered it, said everything looked good, and then I got a call about a sewer problem, what was going on there, and then I learned that that resident at that address had been backed up. So I asked them where the sewer ran out, and they said it ran out there to the south. So that led me to think that it was the homeowner's issue then, since our name was good, everything was flowing. The camera guy said he didn't see nothing wrong with ours. So they worked on it, and they dug down. I was hoping they'd go to the main. I was going to provide them with a saddle, just donate the saddle, whatever they need to help fix it, you know, to tie into the main. I think they went down 12 and a half feet was the last I saw, and we come up to a three-day weekend, which was Labor Day weekend. I come back after that week, and then it was filled back in. So I didn't think nothing of it. I figured, well, maybe it was fixed, but nobody gave them a saddle. So maybe they found good pipe and found maybe there was just claps there, and that was the problem, the issue. Well, then we started getting calls for backup sewer on the east side of the tracks that were from Cedar to the east with backup sewers. So me and Gary went and flipped some manholes, and we tracked it all the way, and we jumped over to Elm, and lo and behold, we went to Jet, and we couldn't jet through that sewer. So we were assuming then by that time it got damaged, and their service drop was pushed down into the main. So we asked them to fix it, and I know they had some equipment problems, and they got that back, and they started working on it again. Oh, I'd say they started working on it that week that we had to call in the Kinzel Escalade to come in and dig it because we started running in Thursday, Friday, then people were just backed up the entire time. I called Kinzel. He was able to make it because, it was the same week we were doing Uptown on Main Street, and I had to call him in because I had nothing to reach it by then. The hole was so big, I didn't have nothing to reach it, nothing to say for any of us to go down in, so I had to call them. they wanted to wait for the following week, but I couldn't wait any longer, you know, since residents were backed up. So they had to cut out a section of pipe, and they ended up replacing an 11-foot section of a 10-inch sewer main, and then in the process, we went ahead and just did their tap, ran the line up, took it over, threw their clean out in so that resident could also have a fixed line when they're there, so it wasn't getting dug up again in the neighbor's yard. And it was pretty expensive, just to, you know, anything, municipality's minimum wage, and it was an emergency and last minute, because I called him on Friday night, and he was there Saturday morning. And me and Gary, we ended up working in, I had to do morning rounds, so I worked 6 to 6, and he was 7 to 6 on that day. And the prior day to that, that Friday, we hauled all the mud out of there trying to get a spot open, because I figured when he'd come, he's going to want a place to try getting his equipment in.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Evan? Any comments? This is an expensive fix. Kinzel's bill was $12,000.
And then that paper I was filling out that handed, that's just a partial. I don't have
a partial from the city.
Yeah, we hadn't got everything on there yet. It was just kind of, I started it.
23 hours overtime for one employee, 26 hours overtime for another. And then it was just one of those things that turned into an emergency, and the sewer was backing up. It was coming out of manhole, which I had seen it several times. We had residents on the east side of the tracks. I was concerned it was going to back up into their basements. And, you know, I don't know where the backups were occurring, but I know it was coming out of a manhole on
Halsey and Chestnut.
I got
2 or 3 calls.
Halsey and Chestnut is where it was backing up at. And I know that the nights I was over there watching, they would quit for the night. The next day, I went back over there in the morning, and the hole was back full again. So everything from that side of town had filled into that hole, and it wouldn't allow, the main was plugged. It wasn't allowing it to continue on. So I did ask Kinzel for an itemized bill. They did return it. The 4 laborers, you know, emergency work-in, weekend, prevailing wage, that all adds up. It doesn't look to me like the other equipment rates are out of line. When you have equipment and an operator at around $100 for an hour. So my question is, we have a $12,000 bill. What are we going to do? Are we going to bill the homeowner? It is my belief that the work done by the homeowner collapsed the main, or the homeowner's backhoe. It looks to me like it collapsed the main and caused the problem. We didn't have a problem until this. So I'm asking council for direction. What would you like to do?
According to our ordinance, they own it to the main.
They own their sewer to the main. Yes, yes. Yes, I mean, I understand that, yeah. Our expense was fixing the main.
But the main is the problem. The
main's not the problem now.
No, it was.
That was the problem, yes. It started with the service line from the house. They tried to, it was probably old Orangeburg tile or clay tile, the stuff that collapses. I had to do the same thing in my house, had it replaced all the way to the main. Kinzel did it. I think when he did it was, I don't think it was $2,000. I don't remember exactly, but I mean, it had to be done. So
can I speak since this is mine?
Yeah, I like to leave names out of this. I don't want to talk about names publicly, but that is totally up to you.
It's mine. It's
that is
mine.
Totally up to you.
Yes, yeah, so it's my property.
Okay, there you go.
And like, it was a very unfortunate situation. Ted had been filling up a backfill for
How long was it?
A while, yeah.
Yeah, so I had no clue. I didn't know Ted was filling it with backfill. No idea.
Filling your service?
No, filling the sinkhole.
What, the sinkhole?
There was a hole there in the ground.
Ted had been putting...
Oh, okay, I got you.
He had been putting miscellaneous crap in this hole.
I got you. It was washing out.
Yeah, technically where everything was wasn't my property, but my line run through Ted's. I only own like a foot along the side of the garage.
Right.
So it was all in Ted's yard. Well, there was a sinkhole there, and Ted never said anything to me about it, ever. He just kept dumping and filling and putting stuff in it. Well, then finally the resident did say it was backed up, that he was backing up in his basement. So I didn't know, had no clue what it was. Called Evan. They actually had Kinsel come down and give an estimate on the main at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, prior to
anything.
From you.
Yeah, he come down and give an estimate on the main. You know, I think it's notable we're saying these lines are 80 plus years old. So, you know, you can say the backhoe did it, you can say whatever. If you move that line, something was bound to happen. I mean, this stuff was brittle, crumble. You know, obviously $12,000, the city wants to stick it on me. I mean, basically, if that happens, I'll sign the deed over the house to you. I'm not paying $12,000. I can't. You know, with what the government has done to our rental business this year, it's next to impossible. The government still owes us $92,000 in back rent, and we've got little or none of it so far. So as a landlord trying to keep things going, and then, you know, you get hit with something like that where, and the other thing is, Evan can contest this, that thing was 16 feet in the ground. That's not normal. You know, people can bash the guy had helped me do this. He's fixed a ton of lines in this town, a ton of them, and never had any issues. This was 16 feet in the ground, and you just don't have to go 16 feet. You got to go beyond that. So did we bite off more than we could chew? Probably, but it was one of them. You know, I was listening to him. He said, I can do it. And I, under certain circumstances, probably with a bigger hoe, maybe he could have. But it did get to where it was unsafe. You know, I don't. You know, I'm not going to sit here and turn this into a fight or an argument. It's just, it's $12,000. It's a city main. Been there 80 years. You know, I proposed I thought was a viable options for situations like this a couple months ago, and I've heard nothing of it. You know, if that took and caught on board, there would be money for this. The bottom line is our infrastructure. If you take what's happened in the last 10 years to the previous 10 years on what's happened with our infrastructure and the money that the citizens are now paying, which we didn't have to use to pay back then, it's just going to keep getting worse. You know, there's certain people in town I know have had water breaks, and they've had to get, you know, borrow money or get loans to fix the stuff because it was directly in their yard. So, you know, that when I came with the option of, you know, the water insurance, that had nothing to do. I didn't know this was going on. I just thought it made sense because all these little things keep happening in town because our infrastructure is garbage. Because it's so old, it's nobody's fault. So a situation like this makes a guy like me say, if I'm gonna buy a property, is the city gonna give me a guarantee that, you know, these mains are up to par and up to speed? Because as soon as this situation happened, and it was a snowball effect, there's two more sinkholes in the back of the yard now. Because these lines are so old, you know, the joints, you know, I'm sure were affected by this water backing up in it. And it is an 8-inch main, you know, feeding from that whole other side of town. Today's standards, we put in probably a much larger line, I'm assuming.
It is a 10-inch.
It is 10-inch?
10-inch.
10-inch.
Is this an average depth for sewers in town? Or?
That depends where you're at, you know.
Depends on where it's at, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, great.
Depends where you start from.
It's been over towers.
Crap flowed downhill.
15, 16 foot.
The one in front of the jail's deep.
We're a couple blocks from there.
The one in front of the jail's deep. I mean,
yeah,
16.
They're all deep unless you're on the beginning of the line.
Yep.
You got to have fault.
Yep, it's all gravity down the treatment
farm. Like I said, I'm not here to argue it. I just, no, you know, if I get,
I'm not here to argue either. I'm just, I want direction. We didn't have a problem. Yes, the mains are old, but they're old mains that are still working on both sides of it. I wish you'd have been more involved, is all I wish. I tried calling you on Friday and gave you the option.
I've had some stuff going on.
I understand.
I couldn't be there.
I understand.
And if you knew what I had going on, you would understand why I wasn't there.
No, that's...
I think anybody in here knows I'm a goer and I'm a doer, okay? And for you just to assume I didn't go there for... Because I didn't want to be there, that wasn't the case.
I'm not assuming you didn't go there. I'm being told by the people that were there that you weren't there.
And
that's
people,
how I know.
I know. And I wasn't there for a reason. And it had nothing to do with the work.
Okay.
I'm the first guy to put a pair of hip waders on and jump in.
But you hired a guy to do your work. He's responsible for doing the work, and this is what happened. I mean, I've tried to cut corners myself, and I've paid the price. And I learned from those mistakes. This is a costly one. It's a costly mistake. But, and this is a bill to the city. I said do the work because it had to be done. That was my call. So the bill is to the city. Do we want to pass this on? What do we want to do?
Well, I guess the biggest thing you got to look at, the simple fact is where we're at here, is that whether it is something that should be passed on to the rest of the taxpayers of the community, or I don't know. I mean, that's what you got to look at.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it also.
Well, and this is just a portion of the bill.
Yes.
This is just part of it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The city employees, I mean, this is just their overtime. It's not counting the time during their work hours that they were working there too. When this all started, I mean, it's been going on for weeks. I told Evan, work with the people. Work with them. Get this thing fixed. I couldn't comprehend how a service line was affecting a main this whole time. And then it, you know, dawned on me once I got there and saw the hole. And, you know, Evan, you said they were 4 feet from the main and covered it back up at one point and said it was good?
The last time I checked before Labor Day weekend, he was a 12-foot or 12 and a half foot when I was there. And then he said he was going to come back after the 3-day weekend in case, you know, so there was no rain. I hadn't seen drivers going on that weekend, maybe. I don't remember. But they were going to come back that following next week and then finish it up. But by the time I got there, it was done, back filled in. And then that's when I had called Oscar to use his camera. And now we got yours, but use his camera to see what was all fixed there. And he said he saw multiple elbows, but he can only go down 8 feet because it was still full of water and he couldn't get his camera to go any further to punch through. He was just getting it caked on mud. So,
I mean, most of this dirt had to be trucked away. That was a lot of the problem because it was piled around the hole.
I used two work ton trucks in our international. And then the reason on that bill where you see trucking for Kinsel is I used about every piece of pea gravel and sand dirt that I had in our lot. I used everything we had. And fixing the problem was easy. You know, they went down there and they opened it up, put the two verticos on, tightened up the hose clamps, the four hose clamps, and we were good to go. The rest of it was just, we were hauling nonstop, trying to get the hole filled back in. But we hauled everything that we had, so I'm getting some dirt now, luckily from Kingdom Hall, to start building our pile back up. But we used their truck, so we didn't have an extra big truck to haul. Otherwise, you know, I think we started hauling 12:30 to 6 o'clock is what we hauled straight, hauling stuff in to fill a hole, two trucks running. And theirs is a tandem axle, and it hauls 15 ton, and ours is 8 ton.
Because all the dirt was around the hole. What I saw when I was digging, all the dirt was around the hole. When he'd dig down and grab dirt and water, dump it on the pile, the water would run back in, the dirt would fall back. I mean, it was just undermining the whole time. It needed trucks there to haul stuff away.
90% of that day on Friday when I was using all of our trucks to haul all day just to try helping them out, to try getting that thing opened up. You had to relieve the pressure off the banks, you know. You got to have still banks so far back.
Yep.
Everything was just running back in, collapsing. You know, we had our trash pumps there. You know, all of our equipment trying to do anything. You know, we were pumping from the hole and ran pipe over to the manhole, trying to, you know, relieve pressure on all the residents on the east side there.
Going that deep and with the conditions of the weather and everything else and that, with the water and stuff, and that's a very dangerous situation.
Yes, that's why after it got dug like that so bad, it was too unsafe for I had to call on the people with the correct equipment.
Usually it has to be cribbed in and everything else.
Yeah, all your storms.
Because that's very dangerous.
I mean, I agree with Jason. I mean, that's an expensive bill. That house probably isn't worth that. I understand his position. We represent everybody. And I'd also like to add, only because this is a small town, are we even having this discussion? If this was a big city, we wouldn't be having this discussion. The bill would already been sent. I'm just asking for options. I don't see any way around it.
And anybody east of the tracks?
My house.
Just yours.
Yeah.
His line was his house. The main affected everyone on the east side of the tracks. Right?
Jason, at 12,000, and you know me, 12,000, do you see a fair thing for, fair range for you? I mean, is there some place, do you have something in mind, or?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I understand your situation, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that place, so.
I mean, I do too. I don't want the house. The city doesn't want the house. I want you to have the house. I want you to have income from this house. This is not a good situation. I don't like it at all.
But is that something you would like to come back with? Maybe as a option, that an idea or amount, or that you feel would be fair?
I can think about that. And
I mean, that's just my comment. I mean,
I hear you.
I guess, I hear you. You know, like I said, I'm not saying I'm not taking ownership, but when you're, let's say you had a pro in there, somebody you consider a pro, they start digging down the way that line went in. At what point, if you get to it, who knows if it breaks the main or not? Even with someone that, because it was just mortared in, it wasn't like there was a saddle or a boot or a tee. Back then, they cut a hole in the tile, stuck it in, and then they put concrete around it. So at some point, we were probably going to have an issue anyway because of engineering 80 years ago. And that was my fear, and I was worried about that if it was my problem or not, once we got to the main, there was going to be an issue.
And we had it fixed. Evan said he had all the equipment ready to fix at the main. He was going to give you the saddle and give everything once it got to the main. It just never got to the main. It just kept collapsing and getting bigger and bigger. When Kinzel came, he fixed it in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It had been trying to be fixed for 3 weeks. I mean, there was time to put an end to it. So it is what it is now.
Again, I know it's not why we're here to talk about it, but this is going to continue to keep happening. We've got to come up with a better plan. You cannot stick citizens with even $5,000, $4,000. People can't afford that.
My son's was $10,000 on Maine, so.
I mean, it's part of the ownership. I mean, it's just part of owning property.
Well, it is, the way I see it. But it's not. This is a new thing that's been in the last, how long have we adopted this? You know, this is something relatively new as our stuff gets older, but now we're putting it off on the citizen. And there's a reason cities are doing this.
I'm not putting mains off on the citizens. There's mains and there's service lines. I took care of my own service line to the main.
Sure.
I called a professional. They came out and did it. Did I want to? No. I wish I had a way to do it myself to save money, but I didn't. You know, I didn't. And when you hire a professional, they have insurance to cover all this stuff. When you hire, because they know if they mess up, you know, it's on them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
does your insurance cover anything?
Insurance don't cover that stuff. I mean, if insurance was going to cover it, they're going to make you inspect it. It's 80 years old. They never give you insurance on it.
But they don't. What's 80 years old is the city's mains. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem started in a service line. We didn't have the problem until the service line, the way I understand it. If I'm wrong, somebody speak up.
Yeah, I've never had any calls prior to that, after that was dug. And then we started getting phone calls. Well, the office lady started receiving phone calls.
I mean, I saw the sewer, the water coming out of that sewer two or three times. First time I saw it, I thought maybe it was a water line running in there. I just called Evan. Hey, we got water coming out of the sewer. And he told me what it was. He said it was somebody doing work, and they'd push stuff into the main, and, you know, they'd go down and jet, push the stuff out, and it would open back up. And then I'd see it again, however long later, we'd go through the same process. I know I did that probably three times, calling Evan. I don't know how many other times it was done.
So at what point where your service line goes into your main, was it the connection mine or is the connection yours? You know, because that's where the problem is. It collapsed right at the main.
Well, I don't think it collapsed at the main originally. I think it was stuff going down the sewer into the main, wasn't it, Evan? Because, I mean,
yes.
They weren't to the main.
Know that it was 16 feet under the ground. How
right.
Did you know that?
I had the
because you weren't to the main.
He cambered it for me. He spotted another drop that was in a sewer, but there was no drop in the sewer then. What happened was you had Orangeburg that collapsed, so it was seeping dirt. I don't know, let's say it could have been 2 feet up, it wasn't at
that's what I'm saying. Is
what
it, was
happened,
it at the main where it collapsed, or did it happen 10 feet in the yard?
It could have been 10 feet in the yard at the time, but see, when you guys dug it, the main runs east
mm-hmm.
and west. Your guy dug north and south at the beginning. So what he'd do every time he hit your service line that went down, he was digging that and just smashing it over. Well, then when he just kept ripping it, and you're pushing on old pipe, and like you said, it's more than, so back then it wasn't engineered the best. So therefore, every scoop he took, if he filled that bucket, he was just shoving that down into the main. And that's why I was like, you need to get on the south side, dig east and west. You dig straight down, and then you hand dig over to find your service line. And then if you would have went down to the main, you would have had an open hole. We would have just put a new saddle on it. You would have ran new pipes up. And then you could have backfilled that and then dug towards the house then. But yeah, there was nothing
I make
wrong
a motion with we submit the bill.
Guy seen until... Well, I never had a camera again because if he was out of town, that's expensive too.
Motion by Brad, let me clarify, to submit the bill to the homeowner.
Yes.
All right, motion by Brad to pass the cost on to the homeowner. Do we have a second, or do you want to talk about it some more? Or do we want to? I mean, we're going to have to pay the bill. The city's going to have to pay the bill this time, but it's not like we're rushed here, but.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, the homeowner owns it from the connection to the house anyway. Same way with the water.
Right.
You own the saddle, you own
sure.
everything.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we're
exactly.
bound by our own ordinance, you know. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I've spoke before. I don't like the ordinance either with the water. I've never thought about the sewer, but the water. I never liked it. The homeowner owns from the main in. I always thought it should be the curb stop or the meter. When you buy gas at the gas station, you don't pay for gas until it comes through the meter.
Yeah, when you tap the main, it's yours.
Right.
I mean, it technically should be that way. When you tap the main, it's yours. So.
I mean, that's the way the ordinance reads.
Yeah.
Well, my opinion doesn't matter. It's the way the ordinance reads.
Can we change the ordinance?
I don't think that's something you want to change. Really, because from the main.
It's a standard way that all municipalities do it.
Every municipality does it that way.
Yeah, the citizens as a whole would put that main there, and if you're somebody moves into town you want to build on, then you tap into the main coming off there. So, and the main's paid for by the citizens. So, I don't think that's something you want to change. And like I said, yeah, it is something that's statewide. It's probably nationwide.
And if it's just on your property, I understand that. But when we have water lines running across two or three people's properties, getting to where it belongs, I mean, then it becomes a problem. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about a sewer. That wasn't that way. It was, what, 20 feet from the house to the main?
Probably. I think this picture's how they plumbed everything together.
20 feet from the house to the main?
That was my guess.
Oh, no.
More than that?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't very long.
The driveway, the house, the driveway is 5 foot. The driveway is 8 foot. Then you were probably what? And then from there out to that, the main was probably 30 foot.
From the driveway to the main?
No, from the house out to the main.
I don't think they used any more than a stick. That's one piece in that image, ain't it? From the clean out to the 90 and the images you guys got.
I know it's 16 foot deep, so, you know, from...
But you got a big fall in there.
Angle,
yeah, I don't think they spliced two pipes together. Them sticks that you got are 20 foot sticks, so I think they cut some off of it.
When you say sticks, you're talking lengths of pipe.
Yep, length of pipe.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, more than 20 foot sticks.
And you say there's still more bills coming in on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't have anything for any of the pea gravel and gravel and
the backfill.
Everything.
All right.
This would be potentially a lot more money.
I do your infrastructure.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All over the country.
Again, I think this is ever more representation of why we need to figure something out. I get it. Everybody's been paying. Everybody is. But it's a costly. I'm not even talking about my situation. It's not the right time to talk about it, probably. But I think a viable option was presented. Cities are doing it. We should do something.
That was just for water.
They'll do both, but you can buy that insurance. That same company that offers it to municipalities will do it. I mean, there's companies that will do it. Like, mm-hmm. I think Bloomington does it. There's
American Water does it for every service they have.
But I don't know that the city, when you talk about that, I don't know that the city wants to become an insurer, right? I would rather see that insurance company and maybe... If we're going to do something like that, maybe we do it like we do our water, on the water bill and everybody that has it. But I don't know if you can mandate everybody take that insurance.
You don't have to mandate it. It'd be option.
Sure.
But that's just water. That's not
but
sewer.
You know, well, the insurance, you could make it water and sewer.
$1 million.
The insurance company's going to want
I'm insurance poor. I don't want any more insurance.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I'm saying? You have that option.
You have that option, I agree.
Obviously, if we went to them as a city, they want everybody we can get. Obviously, they want numbers.
That's... I don't want to give any more money to the city.
I don't either.
No, and I know what you're saying there. I'm saying that,
as a homeowner, I'd rather just buy the insurance myself.
Right, and that's the alternative. They will sell it to you privately.
I don't want to give...
I don't know what it costs.
I don't want the city taking any more of my money, and no. I don't know where it's been.
All that does is grow government. I don't want to grow government. I don't want the city's more responsibility. No.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's the risk to buy a house, too. I mean,
sure,
exactly.
I bought my house, it had a new sewer, and I had to put a whole new sewer in mm-hmm. to the new sewer that was supposedly there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's on me because I didn't have a camera to inspect it. You know, who does?
But, no, right. I mean,
mine was broke off the main, too.
One lady had hers, when she bought it, she called us down there to get details on the sewer, if it's you know, been jetted up or backed up. She had hers camera to the main, but I've only had one person do that by my house. She wanted all the details she could get on the water line, the sewer, and all that.
All right, Brad made a motion to pass this bill on to the homeowner. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Second by Kendall. And roll call vote, please.
Alderman Sally Clark?
No.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim can't vote, right?
Kim has the option to, I think, vote or abstain. I mean, I think it's her option.
Yeah, she has to pick the option.
She has to.
Okay.
You're going to abstain? Kim's going to abstain.
Okay. Butlow?
All right.
3-1 motion carries. All right. I am sorry, Jason. I am. I
don't have a choice.
I don't.
Oh, and also, I'd like to see us board with you.
No, I would too. Yeah, I would too. I would too. I don't want your house.
Comes back with a plan to help him out with it.
I agree.
I agree. We don't have a choice.
All right.
That's why I wanted to give you the room to make an option on it. So.
Why I called you on Friday night before I called Kinzel. I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to. All right, moving on. We have a motor fuel tax resolution for emergency work on Main Street. With the undermined sewer.
Yeah, we just have to pass a resolution.
Pass a resolution to pay for it out of motor fuel tax. Everyone see the resolution on their in their packets?
Yep.
We get a motion and a second.
I move to approve the MFT resolution 2021-4 for emergency work on Main Street.
I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Now the last thing that we didn't talk about earlier, I have a resignation from Alderman Trevor Kelly. He says, "Dear Mayor Lafrey and City Council members, it is with great regret that I tender my resignation from the City Council, effective immediately. I am grateful for the privilege of serving Ward 1 and this town over the past several years, but my commitments to my career and family have left me with little time to fulfill my duties as Alderman. I trust that Mayor Lafrey will choose someone to replace me that will serve Ward 1 with pride. I am incredibly appreciative of the support I've received, and I wish the council nothing but the best going forward. Sincerely, Trevor Kelly." Trevor's a friend of mine. I've worked with him for several years. I know he works third shift. He has a family. He has small children. They're growing, I guess. Not quite so small anymore, but time is the problem. If the council asks for a motion to accept.
I move to approve the resignation of Trevor Kelly.
Second.
All right, a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We accept the resignation of Trevor Kelly. I will have a name for appointment next meeting in 2 weeks. I will probably talk to all of you individually before I make that name public. All right, everybody looked at the bills. Motion to approve the bills, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. Approved. Anyone have anything else for the benefit of the city? If not, I have a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Motion. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming.